I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, our sports director, Mike Plourd, chatted with Bob Rowdy. He's the owner of the Marquette Iron Rangers hockey team, and they're taking part in a great day of hockey coming up on Saturday at Lakeview Arena in Marquette. We found out about what's happening this Saturday, but started the conversation off with a look back on last weekend's action. Here's Bob Rowdy with the Marquette Iron Rangers hockey team.
Yeah, last weekend was great. We had a doubleheader with the NMU Lady Wildcats, and just like I thought it would be, that was an exciting game. Anybody that doesn't think women's hockey is exciting, they should have been there. They ended up winning 4-2. It was a great game, great start for them. They set, I believe, an attendance record with us with the doubleheader, and we had a great turnout for Saturday. The whole weekend went good. We played the number one team from Mosinee, and we were in both games. In fact, we had a couple goal leads a couple times, but they had a pretty deep bench and they were pretty strong. So we look to get back on our winning ways this Saturday.
Now, big weekend coming up this weekend, and you told me off the air that Friday is hockey day.
Or it's Saturday, actually.
Saturday is hockey day. Yeah,
Saturday,
talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we have one game Saturday. It's with Fox City Ice Dogs. And it's a big day scheduled with the city of Marquette also participating. Andrew there got things going. And it starts early. The JV team starts at noon or 12:30, one of the two, on Saturday. And then you go right to the varsity game, which is going to be a great game. And we have an early game scheduled. And then we're followed after that by the junior team. So it's a full day of hockey on Saturday, and it's great because a lot of the people with my organization and some of the other organizations are also involved with the UP 200. So we are working with them. We partnered with them, doing a little help with each other, cross-promoting it. And Friday, of course, at 7 o'clock, the dogs go out. We'll all be down there cheering them on. And then Saturday, they have a little lull time, and they have a little doings going on at YMCA, and then they're going to come right over to our game. And also, a really big part of that is we also have it as Steelworker Saturday, Steelworker Weekend. And we got some, we want to honor the whole steel industry up here, especially being the Iron Rangers.
Yep.
So we got that going, and it's really good. All the workers and the people involved with the steelworkers get in for a reduced rate, $5, and all the retirees get in free.
Gotta love it. I love that. That's on Saturday.
That's on Saturday, and the game, the puck drop, is at 5:30. We're gonna have our cage bar for the refreshment center open at 4 o'clock with the hockey games, and it'll be open all the way till 11 o'clock. And like I said, the dogs will be out working away, and they can come and enjoy some hockey before everything starts wrapping up for Sunday.
Now, on Friday night, is there a game for the Iron Rangers?
There's not a game for us.
Okay, no game Friday night. So go out to the dog.
Yes,
the UP 200. Watch the start.
Absolutely.
You guys will be out there.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of planned it that way. I know myself, I love going to watch the dogs run in the UP 200. Been watching every year, so it just works out great. We have some volunteers helping with them, so that doesn't spoil anything for Friday night, and it's great for this community. You'll see a little more traffic this weekend. All the hotels are full. So, in fact, who are playing the Ice Dogs, we made sure plenty of time we told them about this weekend so they could get hotels.
Sure. Tell us a little bit about the Ice Dogs, and what are you guys up against with those guys?
Oh, the Ice Dogs, they're a talented team. They've been around a while. They've been playing together for quite a few years. I believe they're about in the middle of the pack of their division, but they're a very strong team. We started out the year with the exhibition game against them, and it was a high-scoring contest, and we beat them there. And then we played them at their barn, and they beat us pretty handedly. So it's going to be a good game.
So as it stands right now, you guys are kind of even. Neither team knows who's number, who's on top and who isn't.
Yeah, well, by the record, they definitely got a better record than us. So we have to take care of business at home. You know, there's one thing that we've had a struggle with the last few games. And a lot of the pieces are coming together, but there's still some work to be done. And we worked on that and discussed that, and we have practice tonight. So hopefully get some of those bugs out of the way. And I know the guys are really fired up. A lot of the guys on our team know people that play on the Ice Dogs. So there's little bragging rights in there.
Sure.
So it's going to be a very good game.
That's Sports Director Mike Plourd chatting with Bob Arowdy with the Marquette Iron Rangers. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelof.